views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. Wow, it's May already. It's just amazing how the year goes by so quickly. We're into spring. We're having great weather in Seattle, which is maybe unusual. Some of you, I think, are still having what I'm hearing is sort of winter-like weather. I'm not sure. Hopefully that's changing. I want to share a little bit that we are, working into our 25th year at Women of Wisdom. It's very exciting, and we're going to be doing some big things. I want to have a big thank you for those who donated to Women of Wisdom on the Give Big Day, which was Tuesday and Wednesday. We raised about $1,900, and that's more than double than last year. And we're going to be continuing our fund drive so that we can have a fabulous 25th year for our conference next February. And our next phase is we're going to do a fundraising at Indian dinner, home cooked by one of our council members who's from India. It's going to be full of spice and fun. And that is May 22nd. So we hope you'll join us if you're in the Seattle area. You can look for that on our website. We'll probably be up this weekend. And also we have our Sacred Pampering Days, June 4th. And then we have still spots for people who are willing to share their healing gifts with our community. And I invite you to go to our website, which is www.thewowconference.org is where that information is and where you can apply. And you can purchase tickets to attend. This is a great day to explore different healing modalities. You can get those on our main website, womanofwisdom.org. You can buy your tickets. So today I'm excited. I'm talking with Stephanie Marengo and Rebecca Gordon. They're the authors of the book, Your Body and the Stars, The Zodiac as Your Wellness Guide. Now, Stephanie is the founder of I Am Body and brings her years of training as a holistic health physician and yoga teacher to this book. She's also the author of The Wisdom of Your Body, what it is and how to decipher it. Rebecca Gordon is a well-renowned astrologer and resident horoscope columnist for Harper's Bazaar. She has an expansive background in astrological consulting and brings a unique and fresh approach to the zodiac. So together, Stephanie and Rebecca have created this guide that uses the stars as its foundation for our own physical well-being. So we're going to discover how our health may be written in the stars. So welcome, Stephanie and Rebecca.
Thank you so much for having us on the show, Chris.
Yes.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, first I want, we're all about stories. First, I want you to share your story, how you came to the field that, you know, that I imagine is your passion and what your calling is. First, I'm Stephanie. How you came to discover your gifts, relationship to holistic medicine and yoga.
Sure. I've always been holistic and integrative by nature, and as a youngin was blending up green smoothies and making oatmeal masks in our kitchen. So when I went to medical school, it was after a very transformative car collision, a six-car pileup on Highway 101 in California. I went in knowing that I was going to do something integrative and holistic in scope, because that's just who I am. And so I used the medical training more as the infrastructure, as a lens and an understanding into the body, because on top of that, I'm able to see the body as metaphor, hence the wisdom of your body, using it as connected to chakras, acupuncture meridians, and in our book, The Zodiac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's, it's so interesting, all the different modalities now and the different ways that we look at medicine, you know, and it's grown so much and exciting, I imagine, for you to be a part of that.
Absolutely. In fact, in the past many years that I've had my practice, it's really been heartening to see how many more individuals are open to it, open to the concept that we are interconnected wholes within ourselves and with each other, and that they have a sense of responsibility for their health and wellness and not, you know, above and beyond just taking pills or getting blood tests or x-rays and imaging, which certainly have their place. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about what we're able to do for ourselves in terms of our evolution.
Right. Well, Rebecca, let's hear from you. What drew you to the world of astrology?
Oh, it's a long journey, and I will try to nutshell it the best way I can. I can start, I remember as a child, I was just fascinated with astronomy, and I didn't know that astrology existed. I was just incredibly interested in, like, the Jupiter and the size of it and the Kuiper belt and just planets at large. And I, as a kid, I remember just gobbling up books on astronomy. And we traveled a lot because of my father's job. So getting out of New York City, I was finally able to see stars everywhere. And that was sort of amazing to see these stars that I just read about. And I mean, this fascination with astronomy, I think, started probably age five and just grew rapidly. And I remember being about 14 and discovering my first astrology book while I was babysitting. And, you know, I think at 14, you have I had all these questions, like, why am I here? What is this life about? I don't know about you, but I had a million questions like that. And, you know, so I was reading a ton of psychology books and all kinds of anything metaphysical also I could get my hands on. And actually Carl Jung as well, I discovered at the same time. So yeah, a neighbor living right across the street from me happened to be an astrologer. I was babysitting at her house one day, and I just devoured her books one night. And she came home, and I just kind of declared to her that I needed to learn this. And it was she actually became my mentor at the start of high school. I've been living and breathing astrology, I think, almost every day since. It's been quite a textured journey. But I'm always in awe. I'm still in awe of the planets and stars. You know, it's you're forever a student as an astrologer too.
Mm-hmm. So then how did the two of you come together to, you know, but they're not obvious things to bring together. How did you find each other?
In 2012, it's Dr. Stephanie, everyone. Hi. In 2012, I was attending a lecture on the evolution of consciousness that Rebecca was a panelist on. And we didn't know each other at that time. And as soon as I heard her speak, you know, light bulbs just went off and ding, 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 ding everywhere. And I just had the sense that I was going to be profoundly with this person, but it wasn't time. So we didn't meet that night. But I was very inspired in terms of using astrology as a way to understand and ground into the physical form. So I woke up the next morning, had the idea for the book, outlined the book, put it away, fast forward 6 or 9 months, and it turns out that the healing center where I had my practice was the exact same healing center where Rebecca had her practice. And so we met at the center. And Rebecca, you want to tell them all about the cafes in New York? And
well, I mean, I think when we first met, it was sort of like, oh wow, yeah, you were at that conference and everything, and then we just got continuously inspired by each other because we were basically talking about the same thing but through different lenses. And you know, at times certain clients would see me and then they would see Stephanie and they would actually ask us to converse about it and have a dialogue. And this was sort of where the little seeds of the book began, as just kind of comparing notes, as I've been incredibly interested in medical astrology in my practice too. And, you know, I would be talking about the head in Aries from an astrological, and Stephanie would speak about it from an anatomical and spiritual. And we just were just kind of riffing off each other. We continuously meet in cafes downtown and just talk for hours. And this book sort of came out of so many inspiring conversations that we just, I think we met at least like once a week for a while. And yeah, so the book came out of that. And it was really fascinating to actually do the case studies as well, which weren't included in the book. But I think we're going to be putting them on the book website later. And
oh, yeah, that'd be interesting. Yeah. Well, we're going to have to take a break now. So we're going to come back and talk more with Stephanie Maronko and Rebecca Gordon.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're speaking with Stephanie Maronko and Rebecca Gordon, and we're about the body and the stars. It's such an interesting topic, and so let's talk about, you know, that connection between medicine and astrology, because this is sort of, I think, probably in a book, you know, unique to put these two together. It's kind of fascinating.
You know, hi guys, Dr. Stephanie. If you're having trouble differentiating our voices, it's unique, but it's also ancient. We are far from the first people to do this. And you can certainly see the connection between health and astrology all the way back in the Babylonian records, but what really gets me giggling is having gone to medical school and having taken the Hippocratic Oath, Hippocrates, who's considered the father of modern medicine, was an astrologer. He would regularly apply planets, stars, the celestial influence into well-being, because back in the day, astrology wasn't a separate field. It wasn't necessarily different from astronomy or from health. It was all one and the same. And so it's unique, I think, in that we're bringing it into modern times, but it's really something timeless that we're just repurposing for modern day use.
Yeah, it's been kind of, for a while there, just like, not, it's too woo-woo, it's too weird. And
yeah, I mean, if I can add something to that as well, it's sort of, thousands of years this has been practiced for. I mean, before people were able to do surgeries, you know, they were able to assess humors, you know, and I mean, astrology, right, from the age Hippocrates and all of these, what we think of ancient philosophers, were actually also astrologers too. And I mean, throughout the whole Middle Ages, astrology was practiced with medicine in all of the major universities. You know, if you were going to study medicine in any university in the Middle Ages, you would have to have a background in astrology and understand the humors as well to be able to assess somebody. And, it sort of fell out of favor. I mean, contextually more recently in the 1700s. So it was practiced for quite a while together. So yeah, we're bringing back, as Stephanie said, these two ancient things that had really been completely in bed together for so many thousand years. And it's, it just simply works and people connect to it. So it's also seeing the body in a more holistic way, which is how the ancients saw the body, emotion, psyche, spirit, physical, all as one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now we refer to your mind, body, spirit, and people are definitely into that these days. So you're working that connection of the body and the cosmos, and that's the I'm imagining that's what sets your book, Your Body and the Stars, apart from other wellness guides. How have you approached this in your book?
Well, the book, because there's so much to discuss in either one of these topics, let alone in the two together, the book distills it into the theme, the governing theme of each sign, and then relates it back to the body region. So, for example, for Libra relates to the lower back within the body, the lumbar spine, which is nationwide one of the top reasons why people go to see their primary care physicians, you know, due to lower back pain. In terms of the stars, the theme in the book is, we call it balancing your scales of truth with grace. And Rebecca, I don't know if you want to talk a little bit more about the essence of Libra.
Sure. I mean, basically, we're addressing imbalances, you know, which if an imbalance sometimes becomes too strong, that's how the word disease, of course, originated. So dis-ease. So for Libra, the low back, basically, Libras are not, it's not that they're all balanced. It's that sign is here to work on balance in this lifetime. So it's sort of saying that, well, that's the lesson. So Libras can often have sometimes beautifully shaped lower backs, and as well as often pain in the lower back. So there's what's strong is also the area that's sometimes susceptible to, and each sign sort of works in that way. So Libras, you know, it's a sign which is about the other, as Aries is about me, Libras is about you. So Libras literally bend over backwards so much for other people. Or we can say Libra rising, or if Libra's prominent in your birth chart, there's the sense of the other and pleasing the other and being so graceful and congenial and graceful and everything to make circumstances nice for the other. And of course, when you're bent over backwards so much, that results in low back pain. But it starts from a state of being. And then, of course, the brain chemistry sends signals to the body. And then the body has a reaction to that. So, but it's, of course, it's, and every sign has a story to it as well.
Oh, what do you mean by that? What kind of story?
Well, every sign is here to pretty much master that that emotional, psychological, and physical part. Like, if you're a Libra, are you a Libra?
Yes, I'm a Libra.
Right, that's what I think I've heard. So, but being a Libra, you're, I mean, the goal here is the mastery of the balance and balancing the scales of truth with grace. Is how can we find the balance between being truthful and direct and honest and having our needs met, as well as being graceful and so kind and congenial to others and everything like that. So it's mastering that balance. And that's sort of the story of Libra.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the best way to use this book?
Stephanie, would you like to start on that?
Yeah. You know, there are a couple of different ways you can approach it. You can either approach it from the body region that's aching or otherwise calling your attention, like the lower back, which even though Libra is not prominent in my birth chart right now, actually, as I am definitely bending over back for others, I don't have my own back, so to speak, and as a result, have a lot of back pain. So I would go to the chapter on Libra through the lens of the lower back. The other way to approach the book would be to go with the theme that's just calling to you, either your sign, it's your sun sign, rising sign, moon sign, or otherwise, or just a construct of something you want to embody. So maybe you want more balance in terms of people pleasing, like Rebecca was discussing. Maybe, you know, you want to be able to support your own self at least as well as you support others. Then you would go to the chapter on Libra to cultivate those qualities. And for every chapter we have in the book, we discuss not only the body region and the theme of the star sign, but we also give you self-directed questions, and we give 5 to 6 different exercises, activities, meditations that allow you to take your matter into your own hands, you know, to walk your talk, to practice what you preach, to literally embody the story of the stars, because we don't feel that just reading is enough. And to bring it around to one of your prior questions with what is one of the things that makes this book different than other wellness guides, I believe is that interactive exploration. We're not just saying, hey, here's a view of the world that you can conceptually agree or disagree with. It's like, hey, you know, what if you are more than meets the eye? What if you are stardust in every sense of the world? And if you're on board with that, or at least open to it, here are actual tools that you can use to live it.
And I would add that also a lot of these practices and exercises, which Stephanie and I are both doing on our own, they're great to do over time, and they're also not intimidating. And they work. I've been doing one for about a month and straight, and it works to do things very well over long periods of time, because you're building new neural pathways. And essentially, if there is a major health issue, and Stephanie always says, of course, go see a doctor. But these are things that really can open us up to many other ways of healing, and also just the sense of wonder and exploring our emotion, psyche, and spirit. Of the biggest question is, what else could this mean? And we just kind of are inspired by that question. So hope to inspire the reader with that question as well.
Mm-hmm.
I
was just going to say, like, doing the exercises for a month or however long, you get stronger doing them. Because I imagine you aren't doing them. It's just like going to yoga class. You can't do everything well the first time, and you improve every week. And so you're strengthening your body by doing it more. And so what were you going to say, Stephanie?
I'd like to continue on the theme now that you have, which relates, which is, I agree, less is more. I would rather have my patients or students do one move correctly than many moves incorrectly. And I have a patient who happens to be an Aries, which that's the sign that governs the head. And he's being called to live a more heart-centered, heart-open version of himself. And so the exercise we're currently working on, and we're working on one, are head and neck circles. Very simple. But it's the what and the how. So it's not that he just simply does these head circles. It's how he does them. And I literally spent 15 minutes teaching him how to do them in proper alignment.
That's amazing. Well, we're going to have to take a break. We're going to have to, we'll take a short break. We'll come back and talk more.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Have you ever tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on The Dr. Pat Show, or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we've been talking about the Zodiac as your wellness guide with our authors, Stephanie Marengo and Rebecca Gordon, their book, Your Body and the Stars. First, before we go on, how about giving your information, your websites, and where people can find your book and that sort of thing?
Okay, great. So this is Rebecca Gordon, first of all. And my website is mypathastrology.com. And that's M-Y-P-A-T-H, astrology.com. As in, what is your path? This is My Path Astrology. And also, it's the same on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. It's all My Path Astrology. So come and find me. I send out a really fun monthly newsletter with horoscopes and all kinds of tips.
Great.
Yes, it's Dr. Stephanie. Rebecca's newsletter is awesome, and her tips are awesome. Definitely subscribe to that. And if you are interested in using the body as the lens, you're also welcome to subscribe to my newsletter, which can be found at embodiment.com. As Chris mentioned, I'm the founder of I Am Body, so it's spelled imbodyment.com, and you can learn how to connect your body to its greater wisdom.
Great, thanks.
Oh, and the book.
Yeah, the book.
You can link to from either one of our sites. Ultimately, it will bring you to an Amazon page. And last I checked, Amazon was having an awesome pre-order sale for $10.99, which is a fantastic price because ultimately it's going to retail at $16.99. So before the book is formally published on the 10th, now might be the time to get it for a great rate for those of you who are interested.
Oh, that's great to know.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were talking a lot about the Libra sign, which is my sign. And I would love for the two of you to share your signs and what you've gone through physically and mentally, you know, the whole mind, body, spirit thing, the steps that you go through. Because I know there's sort of an order in each chapter that I like where you're looking at the physical manifestations, look at kind of the mental or how it in your life of that symbol of the sign. And you have yoga exercises and mantras and meditations. And so it'd be great to walk through and perhaps you can share, you know, how it's impacted you in your life and for both of you. Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Would you like to go first, Stephanie?
Rock, paper, scissors. Sure. So I am, my sun sign is Sagittarius. And starting then in terms of, you know, how we move through the order Chris was talking about, starting with the body, Sagittarius relates to the hips. And the hips are these two really stable, solid, deeply placed joints in the body. They're what take your torso and give it direction, very much in the physical sense and also in the metaphorical sense. Your hips are what ultimately control or reflect your direction in life. So, for example, if you have, this is my story. I have very externally rotated hips. I have very flexible hips. And so that external rotation, if you think about someone standing with their feet like in a first position angled out, that relates to a very broad vision. And indeed, Sagittarius, the centaur, you know, the archer, aiming high is very much a guide, very much a visionary, can shoot the arrow up into the sky in order for it to land who knows where really. So one of the things I have to keep an eye out for is to keep my external rotation in check, to keep that outward, all-encompassing, you know, anything is possible in check. Because on the one hand, it's great to have that sense of limitless possibility and optimism that Sagittarians have. But on the other hand, there might not be follow through. Nothing might be grounded if everything is possible all of the time. And I just keep bouncing from interest to interest to interest. So, you know, I read into my hips on a quasi-regular basis, you know, what are my hips saying about my sense of direction? And when I'm feeling that they're particularly loose or open, I like to do a chair pose, something that's really going to strengthen and stabilize them, something that's going to put them into, well, they'll internally rotate to come then into a neutral position so that I can stay more focused in terms of my direction. Conversely, if my expansive Sagittarian nature feels like it's being too confined, too constricted, I really like doing hip circles, just wide, loose hip circles to make sure that I still retain that suppleness, that flexibility. You know, it's exactly as Rebecca was saying earlier in the conversation, it's all about balance and it's about your personal balance, my personal balance, our balance. We don't want to be too strong. We don't want to be too supple. And your unique combination of strong and supple is going to be different than mine. So it's important to tune in, I think, to your sun sign at a baseline, but then also whatever is acutely calling your attention in order, you know, to keep things as harmonious as possible. So for me, playing off of those two works, I am fortunate. My physical lessons don't come through my hips for the most part. As I mentioned before, right now it's coming through my lower back. So I haven't had hip problems, but they actually do run in my family. So I have one eye open toward it.
So when you do those exercises, do you find, like you're saying, Wilson, your hips are so flexible and then that thing of, well, your mind goes from one thing to another, you know, like multifocusing instead of, do you find when you do these exercises that it brings you back to mentally where you want to be?
Yes, although I'd reverse that. I bring the intention to the exercise. So it's not, again, it's not just the what, it's also the how. How am I doing the hip circles? Why am I doing? What is the quality I'm bringing to them? So when I'm circling my hips, it's very much with the construct of, you know, opening up, keeping a global direction, a sense of expanse. That's the quality I bring to the movement, because you can do any one given movement 100 different ways. So for each of the movements that the chapters offer, you want to bring the quality of that star sign to the movement.
Okay, so there's a real focus when you're doing these movements,
And that's the integration of body, mind, spirit, right? It's not separate. It's not like you're sitting down thinking about, you know, vision and being a guide, and then you get up, do hip circles 5 minutes later. It's really bringing body, mind, spirit into alignment.
Exactly. We wouldn't want, you know, to just be doing these things mindlessly. Of course, when there's an intention added to it, it makes it so much more powerful with that and the movement together.
Mm-hmm. And then besides the exercise, there's often a meditation or a mantra, a mudra, that you also bring into this work.
Yeah, we bring in a variety of different activities and exercises to give people a choice. And I know, Rebecca, I think you've been doing more of the mudras and mantras recently. Do you want to?
Yeah, I mean, I'm also a Kundalini teacher. I'm not a practicing teacher because I'm pretty much a full-time astrologer, but a lot of the mudras and mantras we've drawn from the Kundalini practice, and finger mudras are just incredibly powerful. And that's one great example about how the stars, the planets all exist within us. I mean, every finger on the hand essentially rules a different planet. So, you know, when we see people in meditation pose quite often, you know, with their forefinger and thumb together, that's actually the Jupiter finger. So, you know, the ancients have known this, that the stars are within us, and for so many thousand years. So every time you press a certain two fingers together, or any part of the body for that matter, it is activating elements of that sign and planet within you. So, I mean, I personally found mudras to be incredibly powerful, and they're also something you can do sort of in the office in a less conspicuous way, you know, under their table or in a meeting, and not everybody has to see them, as well as breath work. I mean, these are things that you can do at your desk and throughout the day that are really sort of easy to integrate. I mean, the book was meant to be to give you tools and exercises that are not going to be hard to integrate in your lifestyle. So, you know, it's not like taking a huge leap, but the finger mudras are very powerful. And I do a lot of them as I'm even just walking down the street as well, you know. So,
writing the book, I actually use the Uttara Bodhi Mudra that we mention in the Gemini chapter.
Gemini rules
the hand, so that's like particularly interesting then to use the mudra for that purpose. But Gemini also relates to the higher mind, the illumined mind. And so when I was calling forth information, that was one of the mudras that I used, and that you can see in the Gemini chapter.
And what is it?
What is the actual mudra?
So, give an example.
Yeah, so if you place your hands in a prayer position in front of your heart, keep the index fingers and the thumbs touching each other, and then interlace the other fingers. so that your thumbs may be pointing down, touching your sternum perhaps, and then your index fingers will be pointing up toward the sky. So if you're looking for higher inspiration, if you're looking to come into the place of knowing versus thinking, you know, take a moment, you know, move your chair just 2 inches back from the laptop, close your eyes, relax and breathe, really just for a moment, just for a minute, 2 minutes max, mm-hmm. you'd be amazed. You know, place your hands in that mudra, open your eyes, come back, and chances are your mind will be in a different and more elevated place, and you'll have an easier time receiving the information that you're seeking.
Okay, and there's not a chant with that. You just do this, the hand motion. Great. Yeah, wonderful. Okay, well, we're coming to the end of this session, so we're going to take another break and come back and talk more with Dr. Stephanie Marengo and Rebecca Gordon.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Voices of Women. So we're talking about the zodiac, your body and the stars, and using the zodiac as a wellness guide with Dr. Stephanie Marengo and Rebecca Gordon. So we were just talking about, Stephanie, you mentioned that the mudra and, you know, holding your hands, and that's great in that kind of prayer position. And but you also mentioned like breathing, I think, is a probably an important part of that too. And I think, Rebecca, maybe you'd like to share your story of your sign and how breathwork has helped you with that.
Absolutely. Sure. Thank you. So I'm a Virgo, and I mean, a lot of people have heard some of the key words to Virgo and critical and things like that. There's a lot more to it. Though speaking the lessons of Virgo, you know, the saying that we sort of devised in the book is to serve with purity of purpose. And the goal here is service and purity. But along that process, sometimes what trips the Virgo up, or what tripped me a lot was criticism and self-criticism and just being critical in general of everything around me. And that sense of I'm not perfect enough and things aren't quite right enough and I just need to be more perfect, and you know, which is really one side of Virgo. When we are trying to serve with purity, we can kind of go overboard sometimes with the whole purity thing. And, you know, as a young person, I became sort of obsessive with working out, and especially like abs and things like that, you know, just almost to just a compulsive point. So meanwhile, I had a very shallow breath, and, you know, I just wasn't quite settled in my body. And I spent a lot of my younger years like that. So it was massive when I discovered yoga, just the concept of breathing deep, because it totally shifted my thinking in when I started to do a belly breath and breathe in, inhaling to go into the low belly. So we've certainly included deep belly breaths in here, and also abdominal for the other side of Virgo. But I also was not able to even digest anything too that wasn't totally pure and clean, and you know, so very sort of restricted diet, all of that kind of stuff. I mean, it was kind of amazing when I discovered astrology. It was like, hey, I have all of that, all of these Virgo issues, you know, and instantly I made that body connection, I think, as a teenager. I think my early 20s, the discovery of yoga and all of this has helped tremendously. So we've included in the book a lot of these sorts of exercises. And again, there's two sides to Virgo. You know, some Virgos, and we speak about this with every sign. And I love the word tonify. That's what they use in Chinese medicine a lot. It just means to balance. And that's also what was used in a lot of ancient medicine, which was just about balancing, you know. So a lot of this, some Virgos can be too constricted and too critical. And then, of course, the other side, it becomes the opposite, where it's too much about serving and letting things go. So there's a questionnaire too at the end of each chapter, and that's another way I was just thinking that people can approach it. You can ask yourself, go through the questionnaire like at the end of Virgo or Libra, and just kind of assess what sign that you're strong in or weak in, or what, if you'd like to approach it even that way to see what to work on. I mean, I do the Virgo stuff almost every day because it's just sort of my go-to. I've always done that. And I still do, you know, I just sort of did it unconsciously before I knew these parts of the body and everything related to Virgo. A lot of it has to do with radiating from the core and strengthening the core, as well as breathing deep. It's been massively transformational to do these kinds of things. And I think, you know, we sort of took this approach like the body, I mean, this is yoga. You move in all these crazy different ways, and the body informs the psyche and emotions and spirit as well. So I just think that it works, and stayed with it because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've seen a big improvement in your life just from doing that.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. I mean, just breathing, it sounds so simple, but I mean, I still catch myself in shallow breath once in a while, and it's like, oh yeah. Yeah. And start breathing deep, and it just shifts the quality of thought and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that breath is amazing. So, and I know I was noticing too, because in the chapters I was reading, you were saying, you were calling the signs or this word, you were using the gender form of she, and so I was curious about that.
I mean, maybe I could speak from an astrological, and Stephanie could speak from a philosophical on that too. But yeah, I mean, actually, there are masculine and feminine signs of the zodiac, and they do go back and forth between yin and yang. Or we can call them the water and the earth signs are yin signs. They're inwards moving energies. And the fire and the air signs are outward spiraling out energies. So they're yang and masculine, and the waters are yin. So it just goes back and forth from Aries is yang, Taurus is yin, masculine to feminine, all the way through. But I think Stephanie really first had that idea of doing that. And I thought that was brilliant when she spoke about that, because I hadn't seen that in any other book before.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's why I noticed it.
Yeah, I think typically books like to stick with one pronoun, but it was important to both of us, you know, to write this from the highest integrity that we could. And to do that, to represent the essence of the sign to the best of our ability, would be keeping the gendered pronoun, which is related to the sign. Of course, the sign is not a gender. It has to do with the qualities that Rebecca discussed. We do, you know, in the English language, the best we can with the use of he and she. It, again, does not refer to the sex of the sign per se, but its qualities. And yeah, to reiterate, to keep the chapter authentic unto itself, it was important to me philosophically to use the related pronoun.
Yeah. Okay. So we just have just in a short half a minute, what would be a last word of advice for words of wisdom for people on the show?
From my end, Dr. Stephanie, it's just have fun with it. Don't take it too seriously. Certainly this is what Rebecca and I do. It's how we live, but we're not trying to proselytize. We're just really trying to inspire. We're trying to question. We're trying to open minds and have fun in the exploration. And so we hope that whether you believe in astrology or not, you can, you know, embody those qualities when reading or even entertaining the thought of reading this book.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Yeah.
And thank you, listeners.
And yeah, so you can check out their website, mypathastrology.com and embodiment.com. So I'm Chris Stainis, founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. And just a reminder, check out the website for the June 4th Sacred Pampering Day. Just go to womenofwisdom.org. It's on the calendar, and you can find out more about that. And also check out my book, the Amazon bestseller award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. Probably too late to get it in time for Mother's Day, but if you haven't got a Mother's Day gift and you do a post Mother's Day, it's a great gift to give to your mother. Lots of the Divine Feminine written in the book of many different viewpoints and art and poetry and from our presenters and participants sharing their stories, lots of stories. So you can check that out on our website, womenofwisdom.org. Okay, so we're at the end of the show. I hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.